Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, if you need to send application information to us, you can text that in. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Brian. Are you calling for the first time or is this an existing case?
Well, they say I have an existing case, but I might have gotten some help with Medicaid, but not on Medicaid. I'm not really sure, sir.
Okay. Well, I guess I want to try and look up your information to see what we have on file, and then to do that, I have to ask you a few questions, and we wouldn't discuss your information unless you gave us written or verbal approval. So can you go over your first and last name to look the case up?
My name is Gina, G-I-N-A, Hammer, H-A-M-M-E-R.
Okay. And can you also verify your date of birth?
It's 12/20/1958.
Okay. And then verify your address.
It's 16 Eli, E-L-I, Court, C-O-U-R-T, Reading, PA, 19607.
Okay. And can you state your phone number?
My phone number is 484-336-5302.
Okay. So thank you for verifying the case, and then let's see, I can try to assist you. So you're calling because of Medicaid assistance?
Yes, Medicaid.
Now, you would have, I'm going to check to see what it says for your medical coverage, because you would have a provider with medical assistance, and
What does that mean?
I'm going to check on it for you in just a moment. All right, thanks for holding. So it says that you don't have medical assistance, not with Community Health Choices anyway, but if you're trying to call
it
in
says
for...
Family First Care.
Okay. It sounds like you would need to be speaking with your caseworker at the County Assistance Office, so I guess I could transfer you over there. Because I know our service, the only one that we handle is just for persons who have Community Health Choice as their medical assistance. So you don't have that type of medical coverage, because that's what I was just checking on. Did you want to speak with a caseworker?
Yes, I do. Can you give me the number in case it doesn't go through?
Okay. Give me just a few moments to look that up for you.
It's getting too complicated now. I'm going to have to make my roommate do this. Okay, you do this. This is the last step I can take. I can't. My brain doesn't work that way because I have liver failure, and I'm just kind of waiting to die here.
Let's see.
Oh, God. this one to this one to that one. I can't. This is too much. Independent broker. I can't do it anymore. 550. And Abigail's is text.
All right, thanks for holding. So I'm just still looking here to see what your phone number is for your county assistance office. So you're in the county of Berks, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it looks like the phone number I have listed here is 610.
Okay.
736. 4211.
Yes. Okay.
So that's the phone number.
All right. So that's where you're going to patch me into, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And what do they do? Can you tell me what they're going to do?
They'll help you as far as checking in on any questions you have about your medical assistance. So you're mainly just letting them know what your coverage is and what you're calling for, and they should be able to go into the system. You know, they have a different system than we have because we only have Community Health Choice medical coverage, so they should be able to help you from there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. And then you're welcome, Mel. And you didn't have any other questions or concerns?
Well, I have one question. If my roommate is my power of attorney, I asked you that before, didn't I? Does that disqualify her for for being my caregiver?
That I'm not too sure about, but I know you could call I have actually another phone number for you to call. It's called the Pennsylvania Link. That's the department that can help you with that question. This department, what we do is we actually will set up your application for home care if you're, for enrolling into home care, but you would only be able to do that here. We wouldn't be able to really answer, like, the question that you have about your roommate.
Okay.
So
just,
now,
don't worry about that. Just give me patch me into the care caseworker.
Okay. All right. Give me just a second here. All right. And if
you
have no other questions, you're welcome. And thanks for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. So hold on just a moment to transfer.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services. For English, press 1. For Spanish, press 2. All other languages, press 0. You have reached the Berks County Assistance Office. Please listen carefully, as some of the menu options may have changed.
Our office hours for the Berks County Assistance Office are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., excluding holidays.
Oh, my God.
You can now use your cell phone to download the My Compass PA app for fast and easy access to your SNAP and cash benefit information. You can view your payment dates, complete your semi-annual reporting form, send forms to your caseworker, and more. Go to the App Store or Google Play on your mobile device for more information. You can also access your benefit information online at the following website, www.compass.state.pa.us.
The LIHEAP Cash and Crisis Programs are currently open. You can apply for LIHEAP at your local county assistance office or online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S. starting October 2, 2025, all county assistance offices, the DHS Customer Service Center, and the DHS Helpline will open to the public at 11 a.m. on Thursdays due to staff training. The public will not be able to enter offices, and calls will not be accepted before 11 a.m. on Thursdays. This will not impact hours of operation on other days of the week. Individuals can still submit an application or renewal, report a change, submit verification documents, and more anytime online at www.dhs.ta.gov/compass.
I have no idea.
Sunbucks is Pennsylvania's summer EDT program that provides a single $120 benefit per eligible child to buy groceries during the summer. Most eligible children are automatically eligible and do not need to apply. If you have questions about Sunbucks, who is automatically eligible, and who must apply, please press 8 at the main menu to go to the Sunbucks hotline. You will not hear an option to select 8, but you can press 8 at any time after the main menu message begins to be transferred to the hotline.
Please select from the following menu options. For your cash and SNAP payment dates, press 1. For information on how to apply for benefits, press 2. For information on LIHEAP, also known as energy assistance, press 3. For problems with your EBT or access card, press 4. If you receive cash, SNAP, or medical assistance benefits and have questions about your benefits or to report a change in your case, press 5. For general office information, press 6. To be connected to the County Assistance Office operator, press 7. All other calls, please remain on the line for the Customer Service Center or press...
You have reached the Berks County Assistance Office. We are not able to take your call right now. For immediate assistance, please call the Statewide Customer Service Center at 1-877-395-8930. Otherwise, please leave your name, phone number, case record number, and a brief message, and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thank you.
Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hi, my name is Gina, G-I-N-A, Hammer, H-A-M-M-E-R. I am trying to get a date for an assessment to get home care through Medicaid. I'm not a Medicaid recipient except for the SNAP benefits, but I'm a little confused about it all. Please help. My phone number is 484-336-5302, and my birth date is 12/20, 1958. Thank you.